Sick, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Sick. At one time, the Buddha was staying near Wasali at the great wood in the hall with the peaked roof. Then, in the late afternoon, the Buddha came out of retreat and went to the infirmary, where he saw a certain mendicant who was weak and sick. He sat down on the seat spread out and addressed the mendicants. Mendicants, if a weak and sick mendicant does not neglect five things, it can be expected that they will soon realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. What five? It's when a mendicant meditates, observing the ugliness of the body, perceives the repulsiveness of food, perceives dissatisfaction with the whole world, observes the impermanence of all conditions, and has well established the perception of their own death. If a weak and sick mendicant does not neglect these five things, it can be expected that they will soon realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and live, having realized it with their own insight, due to the ending of defilements. Mindfulness well established. Mendicants, any monk or nun who develops and cultivates five qualities can expect one of two results: enlightenment in the present life, or if there's something left over, non-return. What five? It's when a mendicant has well-established mindfulness inside themselves in order to understand the arising and passing away of phenomena, meditates observing the ugliness of the body, perceives the repulsiveness of food, perceives dissatisfaction with the whole world, and observes the impermanence of all conditions. Any monk or nun who develops and cultivates these five qualities can expect one of two results: enlightenment in the present life, or if there's something left over, non-return. A carer, first. Mendicants, a patient with five qualities is hard to care for. What five? They do what is unsuitable. They don't know moderation in what is suitable. They don't take their medicine. Though their carer wants what's best for them, they don't accurately report their symptoms by saying when they're getting worse, getting better, or staying the same. And they cannot endure physical pain, sharp, severe, acute, unpleasant, disagreeable, and life-threatening. A patient with these five qualities is hard to care for. A patient with five qualities is easy to care for. What five? They do what is suitable. They know moderation in what is suitable. They take their medicine. Because their carer wants what's best for them, they accurately report their symptoms by saying when they're getting worse, getting better, or staying the same. And they can endure physical pain, sharp, severe, acute, unpleasant, disagreeable, and life-threatening. A patient with these five qualities is easy to care for. A carer, second. Mendicants, a carer with five qualities is not competent to care for a patient. What five? They're unable to prepare medicine. They don't know what is suitable and unsuitable, so they supply what is unsuitable and remove what is suitable. They care for the sick for the sake of material benefits, not out of love. They're disgusted to remove feces, urine, vomit, or spit. They're unable to educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire the patient with a Dhamma talk from time to time. A carer with these five qualities is not competent to care for a patient. A carer with five qualities is competent to care for a patient. What five? They're able to prepare medicine. They know what is suitable and unsuitable, so they remove what is unsuitable and supply what is suitable. They care for the sick out of love, not for the sake of material benefits. They're not disgusted to remove feces, urine, vomit, or spit. They're able to educate, encourage, fire up, and inspire the patient with a Dhamma talk from time to time. A carer with these five qualities is competent to care for a patient. Longevity, first. Mendicants, these five things impede longevity. What five? Doing what is unsuitable, not knowing moderation in what is suitable, eating food unfit for consumption, activity at unsuitable times, and unchastity. These are the five things that impede longevity. These five things promote longevity. What five? Doing what is suitable, knowing moderation in what is suitable, eating food fit for consumption, activity at suitable times, and celibacy. These are the five things that promote longevity. Longevity, second. Mendicants, these five things impede longevity. What five? Doing what is unsuitable, not knowing moderation in what is suitable, eating food unfit for consumption, unethical behaviour, and bad friends. These are the five things that impede longevity. These five things promote longevity. What five? Doing what is suitable, knowing moderation in what is suitable, eating food fit for consumption, ethical conduct, and good friends. These are the five things that promote longevity. Living apart. Mendicants, a mendicant with five qualities is not fit to live apart from a Sangha community. What five? It's when a mendicant is not content with any kind of robe, alms food, lodging, and medicines and supplies for the sick, and they have a lot of sensual thoughts. A mendicant with these five qualities is not fit to live apart from a Sangha community. A mendicant with five qualities is fit to live apart from a Sangha community. What five? It's when a mendicant is content with any kind of robe, alms food, lodging, and medicines and supplies for the sick, and they think a lot about renunciation. A mendicant with these five qualities is fit to live apart from a Sangha community. An ascetic's happiness. Mendicants, there are these five kinds of suffering for an ascetic. What five? It's when a mendicant is not content with any kind of robe, alms food, lodging, and medicines and supplies for the sick, and they lead the spiritual life dissatisfied. These are five kinds of suffering for an ascetic. There are these five kinds of happiness for an ascetic. What five? It's when a mendicant is content with any kind of robe, alms food, lodging, and medicines and supplies for the sick, and they lead the spiritual life satisfied. These are five kinds of happiness for an ascetic. Fatal wounds. Mendicants, these five fatal wounds lead to a place of loss, to hell. What five? Murdering your mother or father or a perfected one. Maliciously shedding the blood of a realized one and causing a schism in the Sangha. These five fatal wounds lead to a place of loss, to hell. Loss. Mendicants, there are these five losses. What five? Loss of relatives, wealth, health, ethics, and view. It is not because of loss of relatives, wealth, or health that sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. It is because of loss of ethics or view that sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. These are the five losses. There are these five endowments. What five? Endowment with relatives, wealth, health, ethics, and view. It is not because of endowment with relatives, wealth, or health that sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. It is because of endowment with ethics or view that sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. These are the five endowments.